This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says tougher gun laws might have deprived a hero of the firearm he used to end the Texas church massacre. Mr. Trump says if he didn't have a gun instead of having 26 dead, you would have had hundreds more dead. The man who intervened to stop the carnage, a former NRA instructor who lived across from the church, heard the gunfire and ran toward the scene. He says he was scared, but knew he had to do something, adding that he doesn't consider himself a hero. As for the gunman, if existing laws had been followed, he wouldn't have been able to buy any weapons.
Investigators say Devin Patrick Kelly fired round after round after round in his attack on the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Texas Department of Public Safety Regional Director Freeman Martin.
Hundreds of shell casings, more than 15 magazines, 30-round capacity magazine.
Kelly should not have had the legal right to buy or possess firearms. He was given a bad conduct discharge by the Air Force after a domestic violence conviction, but the service says it failed to tell the FBI. Among the dead, a couple who recently retired from the Air Force, moved to Texas, and were checking out the church for the first time. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump, now in South Korea, says he'd like to make a deal with North Korea, a deal that would end the nuclear standoff. The political spotlight shines on New Jersey and Virginia today as residents of those states elect new governors. Pollsters see a close race in Virginia while they have the Democrat candidate leading in New Jersey. Leaked documents claim that Apple used a tax haven on the European island of Jersey in the English Channel to avoid paying billions in taxes in the U.S. Apple says it's already the world's largest single taxpayer. Dow futures are up 16 points, NASDAQ futures off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
ISIS has targeted a media outlet in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least two people.
Two attackers, one of them a suicide bomber, struck TV station Shamshad TV, killing a male and female security guard. An Interior Ministry spokesman told the media that police rescued some of the TV staff as the attack unfolded, while a spokesman for the Public Health Ministry said at least 20 were injured in the attack and they've been taken to hospitals. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles Tildes.
The ousted Catalan president, who wants to lead a pro-independence coalition of political forces in an upcoming regional election, criticizes what he sees as the passivity of European politicians in denouncing the prosecution of dismissed secessionist officials. Tells Catalan Public Radio there is an absolute disconnect between the interests of the people and the European elites. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Lions add to the Packers' recent woes by rolling to victory in Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers are Aaron Rodgers-less and still winless. They dropped their third in a row as the Detroit Lions snap a three-game slide by beating the Packers 30-17 at Lambeau Field Monday night. Brett Hundley, in his second career start, threw for 245 yards, but it was Matthew Stafford hitting 79% of his passes for 361 yards and two scores to lead Detroit to the win. Both teams are 4-4, two games back of the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC North. Mark Daniels, Green Bay.
Republican lawmakers renewing their attempt to let gun owners carry their weapons inside Michigan schools, daycare centers, and other so-called gun-free zones. Fast-track legislation up for a vote in a Senate committee today would allow concealed pistol license holders with extra training to carry in 9 areas that are currently off-limits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as I mentioned to you, I've been here in California. The Dodger Blues are singing the Dodger Blues. Didn't fare too well in Game 7. But that's what happens sometimes in life. A bit of disappointment, but, you know, look, they're young. We'll see also what goes on. Also, yesterday I had a chance. What a treat. Randall Bell took us out, and we were supposed to meet with Phyllis Fender, but she had an accident and was unable to meet us for lunch. But meanwhile, Randall was kind enough to take my son and I around the Fender headquarters, the old Fender history, legacy, Leo Fender. Oh, my goodness. We saw the very first guitar that Leo had made and the very last. In fact, the last guitar nobody plays. They don't even know what it is. It is a mystery in and of itself. But we're talking the iconic guitar maker, incredible story. And if you remember from the interview that we had with Phyllis and with Randall, it is quite the story. In fact, we covered some old ground when I was a kid growing up, and I lived in Ventura County, and we used to drive up to Anaheim and La Palma Park and play American Legion baseball games there. And it was just a real walk down memory lane, as you can imagine. But you're going to hear more about it in the coming days right here on Bill Martinez Live. William Owens Jr., the agent of greatness, is going to be joining us now. He's launching a national bike trek called Shift to Greatness, a biblical transition from the pain of the past to the promise of greatness for all Americans. Let's bring William Owens on right now. William, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's time for our nation, it's time for individuals to shift to greatness. It's a joy to be with you.
Yeah, and the thing is about what I like about this shift to greatness, it gives us the assumptive, which I think is properly positioned if people can catch this. You have greatness within you. You've got the gears Absolutely. To greatness, right? You just got to shift to it, right?
You just have to shift to it. Absolutely. Right. You know, I read a statement written by this guy. He says, "I really believe our desire to do great things overwhelms a languishing economy or weak leadership." Mm-hmm. And that's a quote from you, Bill, on your package.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of our past, regardless of what pain we endured, the fact that we were made in his image gives us the evidence enough. It's instilled in our DNA that we have greatness inside of us. And it
That's
doesn't
right.
matter what age or dispensation we're in, whether it's the 20s, the 80s, 2017, or 2025. Mm-hmm. We have the capacity and the ability to shift to greatness, and that's what this bike trek throughout the country is all about.
Right. Well, I want to pause for just a moment because you said something significant here, and I want to make sure people catch it. The people like us who are people of faith, and we understand the language of God, made in his image, speaks to our very heart and soul, and it is profound. It is so profound that I'm especially wanting of people who do not understand the language of God and do not quite understand what made in his image is all about. Sadly, these are the people who have gone along with the culture. The culture has put its good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion, the abortion of babies, including somebody who is a foreigner. That, you know, God even tells us that we should welcome them and be warm and hospitable, reminding the children of Israel that they were once aliens living in a foreign land. Now, a little bit of a different story here in terms of the immigration issue, I understand. However, the sense is still the same, is that when somebody comes to our country, it should be for good, not for bad. And here it is, in the name of we the people, the government executed a yet-to-be-born child in the womb of a 17-year-old teenager who's not even a citizen of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand made in the image of God, imago Deo, then, you know, it's like, okay, it's just it's just a bunch of tissue, nondescript. It's a fetus. And, you know, and interesting that you can talk to two women and even the woman whose baby is, you know, maybe a couple of weeks younger, it's still a baby. You know, that's my baby. But for a woman who wants the convenience to be able to deposit that child, like, or, you know, that fetus, that inconvenient bunch of tissue that has no regard for the idea that God has made us in his very own image and how sacred that is. You know, John Kelly talked about the loss of sacredness in our country. And this is one of the huge sacred issues that we've lost along the way, isn't it?
It really is, Bill. And I think the way we treat ourselves is a great example of that. We've lost our own individuality, and as a result, we no longer treasure those lives who are striving to come amongst us. In fact, when I look at the word shift, God's given me that word as an acronym, and shift stands for something. It stands for, first of all, servant. We have to be a servant one to another.
Right.
H stands for humility. And the I is very important because it stands for individuality. When we give up our individuality, we become a part of a false narrative. And F stands for faith, and T stands for truth. There's no way we can move to greatness unless we grasp these things. And just to build up on what you're talking about, the individual, when we allow ourselves to become so immersed in this culture, we lose our individuality. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we lose touch with the fact that we are created with purpose.
Exactly.
And no matter how many possessions we have, no matter what our position is, if it's not related to our purpose, then we don't have passion. And if we don't have passion, we have no sense of being, no sense of individuality. And this is what's causing our country to become so easily polarized, because people are easily swayed. They join a group of other individuals who have no sense of purpose. And so as a result, you build this mantra, and people think because of numbers, they're going to have significance. And it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. The individual means that God made you specifically, he loves you perfectly, and he has something in you that no one else has.
Exactly.
And you have to find your gears, and you have to shift. Sometimes we have to shift from the pain of divorce. We might have to shift from a pain of loss, of financial ruin. We might have to shift from racism. We might have to shift from all manner of problems and pain that we've had. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you something, the fact that you can choose, the fact that you might be sitting in that particular place of pain, that pain is evidence that there's joy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shift, you can change gears. And that's what shifttogreatness.org is all about. You know, Bill, last year, 2016 in September, I wrote a poem on September 14th called America in Trouble. The next day,
I'll tell you what. You know, I want you to share that poem with us, but we have less than a minute, and I don't want you to rush through it. So, can we just pause just a moment? And when we come back, I want you to share that poem with us. I know it's very powerful. And again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're grasping what William is sharing here with us, especially when he talks about this individuality. I mean, you are made for a purpose. You're not a theory. It wasn't like God said, well, you know, William, I think I want somebody to be able to talk to somebody here or do this kind of thing. God doesn't operate that way. Okay. But again, if you don't know the God that we serve, you're missing out on all the beneficence, all the things that keep you up late at night going and that you sense it within yourself that it should be different and it should be better. We're going to talk more after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing
should steal your joy because, you know, if your joy came from God, if he gave it to us, he's not an Indian giver. You know, he never takes it back. We may let go of it, right, William? But, once he gives it to us, it's all over us. And, hey, you might as well just say thank you, God, and have yourself a blessed day. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. William Owens Jr. is with us, the agent of greatness himself. And, yes, he's got a special poem he wants to share with us, so we want him to share that with us now. William, take it away.
Thank you, Bill. This poem is a portion of the poem Shift to Greatness. In September of 2016, I wrote a poem that day on September 14th called America in Trouble. The next day, I wrote another poem. And, Bill, I kept writing a poem until I wrote a poem every day into the elections. It turned out to be 53 poems. It's now in the book called Poems for America. And the poem I'm reading you now has recently been placed in that book called Shift to Greatness. It's on the last page of the book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a portion of the poem, and it's called Shift to Greatness once again. Shifting with an intention to a purpose of greatness defines who you are. It's the ultimate high of life, the journey to the destination, the who of what God made you to be without apology. To shift is a radical transition, a denial of anyone or anything, robbing you of your unique contribution to the tapestry of your community, yea, even to the grandeur of your very existence throughout the timeless reign of eternity. Let that sink deep into your spirit until at last you hear an intimate, God-breathed epiphany. That's a portion of the poem, Shift to Greatness. The entire poem is being actually produced in video. It'll be ready this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. You know you'll get a link to it. And as I travel throughout this bike trek, I'm actually going to be visiting elderly care, hospitals, teen groups, colleges, churches. And part of my platform is to share the message of Shift to Greatness and my poetry along the way. The book has about 60 poems in it, and people who are supporting my bike trek actually get a copy of that book.
Wow, very cool. Now, you're starting in Las Vegas, as we talked about off air. The Trek 2017, the bike trek 2017 starts in Vegas. Of course, this is going to be a blessing to those that are still recovering, prayerfully, the families that have been affected, that have lost a loved one, that going to have family members missing for the holidays because of this incredible, heinous terrorist act that took place in Las Vegas, which to this day, William, there are still so many questions. Timelines have changed. You know, it's bizarre. So as I was encouraging you to do and the rest of the trekkers on the bike is to keep the light on there. Bring the light of truth into Vegas that it cannot resist. The truth of God and what actually happened there, because it is amazing to me that we're so many weeks down the road and it just seems like there's more questions. This whole process and investigation is very dynamic, very unlike most investigations that we've experienced in the past where there seems to be, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I think this is probably one of those issues that I hate to say it, will probably be repeated. Our country is in a dark place, but let me say this. Darkness can only exist where the light's not shining. Darkness can only prevail where light does not shine forth, and that light is within each of us. And we have to resolve within our hearts and our minds and in our wills, and this is where courage of heart comes in. We have to not just wring our hands and say, I wish, I wish, I wish. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that we can do. We can make a tremendous impact, and not just an impact, but let that impact be followed through with action to speak truth to power. And that's what this bike trek is about. And as far as leaving from Las Vegas, it really has a lot of significance. It has a lot of meaning. Mm-hmm. And I believe we have to shift gears. We have to shift to greatness. We can't allow America to fall into the despair of hopelessness. And I believe that's what the enemies of life are trying to do. They want us to give up hope. And if we're not careful, Bill, we'll find ourselves so preoccupied with the terror, We're so preoccupied with the evil that we forget about the good. We forget about our individuality. And we become somewhat paralyzed. We become somewhat afraid. And before you know it, we're like, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this because this could happen.
Right.
All of a sudden, we become the worst type of victim when the enemy needs to do nothing because we've capitulated to fear. And
exactly.
As a result, we become our own worst enemy, no longer pursuing our purpose, our individuality. Mm. And when you put faith in God, let me tell you something. There's no way possible we can all of a sudden die on accident. It's not like all of a sudden we die, we find ourselves in heaven, and God's like, oh, my goodness, William, I'm so sorry. I got caught off guard.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? How did you get here?
Exactly.
We have confidence. We have power in knowing that, wait a minute, our life is filled with purpose. And that perfect love casted out all fear. We might not ever find out what happened in Vegas in detail like God will find out on that day of judgment. There's one thing, though, God will hold us accountable for. And that is, did you do what I made you for? That's what we're accountable for, doing what he made us for. And that's what I'm going to be thinking about and praying about as I change gears on that bike, shifting to greatness throughout America. And people can follow me right online at shifttogreatness.org. They can follow my activity. I'm meeting people every day. I was at Starbucks the other day just meeting people. I was at Panda Express as I'm getting ready to leave, talking with the manager of the Panda Express, and she shared her heart with me, the pain that she's going through at loss of her son. And I said, what's your purpose? What's your passion? She said, to help women. I said, you can do it. Begin to help women who are going through pain. Shift. Make time. Start helping one woman. Shift to greatness. What's your passion? Start applying yourself to it now. Don't wait for a perfect time. Now is the time to begin to shift to greatness.
Yeah, and it starts with little steps, you know, and the first step is the important one, right? I mean, you got to make the first shift. The first thing is realizing that you're in the wrong gear or that your focus, as you know, in bike riding, you know, people get into trouble sometimes because they have what they call target focus, which means that they focus on the wrong thing. So if you've got to focus on the right thing, if you're focusing on those good and noble and those great things, those man-loving, those God-loving things, that's your trajectory. That is your target point.
Exactly.
And
it's your target point.
Right, exactly. But if you're going to be, you know, focusing on the things of evil and, you know, what shoulda, coulda, woulda, and, you know, the missing things that you think are there, God knows if there's something missing, you know, God has a way of, you know, he's not going to let a void exist, but you have to trust him. You've got to let go of yourself enough to allow God in you to be manifest in that new identity, new for you, but for God, he knew that was always in you, right?
Absolutely. You know, you always have the naysayers, and there's a portion I wrote about them. It says, shift to greatness. Press beyond the cynical cynics of souls who seek to hold you prisoner in a sick matrix of poison narratives that paralyze and ostracize you from the perfect love of God, draining you into a withering shell of chaff blown by the winds of hate, with twisted faces, disjointed legs, going nowhere, creating despair from hopelessness, making themselves irrelevant to anything beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, those
well,
are the enemies of greatness.
The comparison, that people see in you when God is operating in you, it is threatening to some people because it holds them accountable and they realize that they should be shifting to greatness and they've chosen not to. But that is their choice. You have an individual choice and responsibility. Get a hold of the gears, find the right gear, and let it flow, right?
Let it flow, man. Let it
flow.
That's
it.
I'm going to be doing this coming Monday. Headed to Phoenix. If we got some people in Phoenix, let me know. We're
here
that way.
Yeah, we certainly do. And I want you to stay in touch with us. We're going to go with you, and we'll be shifting right along with you there, okay?
I appreciate it, Bill.
All right. Where can people go for more information, William?
ShiftToGreatness.org, and that's shift with two T's. ShiftToGreatness.org, and tell you more about it. Watch some videos and be in prayer for this tour throughout America.
Here it is. William Owens. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, many people know that the USO supports service members throughout their time in uniform. Well, this Veterans Day, the USO wants you to know that the USO is also there to help service members and their families when their military service to the nation is complete. Transitioning out of the military can be tough for the estimated 200,000-plus service members who become civilians each year. The USO Pathfinder program provides seamless access to relevant opportunities to successfully transition service members into thriving veterans. Here to tell us more about it is the president and CEO of the USO, J.D. Crouch II. J.D., it's an honor to have you on with us to talk about our military and the USO.
It's great to be here. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Lots to talk about. Why did the USO establish the Pathfinder program to begin with?
Well, you know, our motto is always by their side. For 75 years, we've been doing that, and we're there when they come and raise their right hand and swear the oath. We're there when they go off to boot camp, and we're there when they go deploy overseas or into a combat zone. And this is really the last place that we thought we needed to be. You know, the final journey, their military journey, when they're transitioning back into civilian life. We think it's the right thing to do for them. We owe it to them that they transition successfully. And it's right for the country, because these young men and women have an enormous amount of capability and training and ethics and teamwork and other things that they can bring back to our communities, back to our companies, and are going to make a huge difference. So it's a natural thing. It's a natural thing for the USO to do. We strengthen our service members by keeping them connected to family, home, and country. This
this is the last connection, really, when they come back.
I'm so glad the USO has been doing this, because we've discussed this particular topic specifically before, and, you know, a lot of people were surprised, hadn't really thought about it, you know, transitioning. You know, here's these young men and women whose life has been military in some cases, and talking to them, they go, look at, I don't even know about how to balance a checkbook. I mean, some basic things that we take for granted while they were at war, you know, we were living life and, you know, getting up to speed on these things, and now we bring them back to civilian life, and it's like, whoa, it can be a bit of a shock for these young men and women, can't it?
It is. I mean, you know, think about it. They're in a way that they're kind of put into a cocoon, you know. Their needs are taken care of. They don't think about, well, where do I live? What do I wear? What you know, any of those sort of day-to-day questions that we think about, all that's taken care of for them so they can focus and intensely focus on a very difficult and stressful set of conditions. So when they come back, they don't have those kinds of experiences, and we're helping to fill that gap, and along with others. But this is a classic example is there's no such thing as a military resume. There's no such thing. You don't wear a suit and tie to an interview. In fact, you probably don't even have an interview. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of things that we can help provide the capabilities and the ethic and all the things that employers want are there. Mm-hmm. But the how to do it is something that they can definitely use some help with.
Well, we know that the USO Pathfinder employs scouts, individuals who work one-on-one with service members and their families. And this is a comprehensive plan here. I mean, it's not just the service members, it's their families that are involved in this personalized assistance program, right?
Right, right. You know, a very large percentage, it's about over 40% now of active duty are married. That's very different, let's say, than the Vietnam era. And it's often those spouses who have got, who get the first job when they come back, you know, and making sure that the spouse is successful. I mean, our program is really built around the idea of number one, that there has to be a strong family. Number two, that they need to develop a civilian career track. And three, they need to be reintegrated into the community in which they want to live. So it's not just about getting a job. It's about developing a career, and in many cases, two careers for that family, and then making sure that they feel reintegrated. You know, one of the most popular aspects of our Pathfinder program, interestingly, among the service members, is we help to connect them to places where they can give back in community service. Yeah. This is a generation of young people who really have been doing things that are a lot bigger than themselves, and they want to give back to their communities, and they're a great asset.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with J.D. Crouch. He is the CEO and president of the USO with his Veteran Day message from the USO. The support does not end when you leave the military. The USO Pathfinder program is there to help service members and their families transition from military to civilian life. J.D., let's talk about the powerful on-demand tools that are available through the Pathfinder Partnership Program.
Right. So, you know, this is a wired generation of young people, right? There, if you go into a USO center, you might have thought that the most demanded service was a cup of coffee and a donut. That's not true anymore. It's now Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And so the backbone of our Pathfinder program is a mobile app that the service member or their spouse can put on their screen. They can develop with the scout their action plan through that mobile app. They don't even need to be in the same room to communicate with the scout. And as they make progress in that action plan, they can use it to both communicate with the scout and also check off the things that they're doing that they need to do to get to move forward in their transition. This also allows us on the other side to keep track of the quality of service and what we're doing to make sure that we're providing the best service and that the people that we're connecting them to in their community, it may be in housing or veterans benefits or education or employment, those are quality services as well. So it's a great technology-driven program.
Mm-hmm. Well, with USO Pathfinder, you'd kind of touched on this a little bit more, but I want you to unravel this just a little bit more for us in how you're connected to longstanding partners and communities across the nation. You announced recently that Boeing donated $5 million to the USO Pathfinder program.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Boeing has been a great supporter of the military and a great supporter of our veterans. They have invested in this program through the USO and significantly with that $5 million investment. But they also are a huge employer of veterans, and they're looking for more ways to connect with veterans. And they're not alone in that. There are lots of other companies that are out there doing this. And as I mentioned a little earlier, I think that, you know, everybody thinks this is good for the country, but the smart companies know that it's good for the company.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But, you know, we have about 8,000 program partners around the country. Wow. And not all of these are companies. They may be the local health or the state veterans organizations, or it may be other community services that are open to these. We're not doing everything at the USO ourselves. We don't have the capacity for that. But we do have the capacity to connect people to the best resources in their local communities, because we're in those communities and we know them.
JD, we got to wrap it up. We've got about 20 seconds here. Tell America how they can support the USO's efforts this Veterans Day, and where can the vets go for more information?
Well, for citizens, please go to uso.org. You can find ways to support us there. We have over 30,000 volunteers in the USO. We're always looking for more volunteers. And, of course, you can support us financially. We're a charity. We're not a part of the government. If you're a veteran, go to any USO center all over the country. Ask their 200-plus centers around the world. Or you can go to uso.org and look in the program section under Pathfinder.
He's the president and CEO of the USO, J.D. Crouch II, on Bill Martinez Live. J.D., thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy Veterans Day.
Thanks, Bill.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from hearts and fear and truth.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Ken Stern joins us now, the former CEO of NPR and lifelong Democrat, set out for conservative America to find out why Republicans are so wrong about everything. Ken, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, lifelong Democrat, you say something's wrong with the Republicans. Let's analyze it and figure it out. What did you find out?
So the genesis of the book and my journey was concerned about how angry we were all getting at each other, how divided we are, Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other, our lives not touching each other. I wanted to go to the other side and see what I could see.
Right.
And I found, an incredible world, in churches, in communities, in hunting fields, at NASCAR races, in bars in Youngstown. It was, an experience in which I learned a lot about the rest of America.
Yeah. And probably about yourself at the same time, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, we all grew up in our own bubbles. I mean, This is about me leaving the liberal bubble, but everyone's in their own bubbles. And the bubble is comfortable and safe and reassuring that everything I think is right. The opportunity to go out and test what I believe was extraordinary.
Yeah, I think that, Ken, I think that's awesome that you went on that discovery. And certainly your book, Republican Like Me, How I Left the Liberal Bubble and Learned to Love the Right, could be an encouragement for others. Not for the sake of, hey, look, we need more Republicans or less Democrats. We need more people that just believe in the United States of America. We need the diverse opinions. But there also needs to be that fallow ground where it can germinate in and flourish, where you have both sides represented. That, to me, is what has made historically America so great, and I believe will make us great again and even greater.
Yeah, my concern, of course, is is that we're losing that. One of the real dynamics of the last 20 years is how the different how people in different political parties have become geographically and demographically separated.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, there were about 1,100 what are called landslide counties,
yeah.
counties in which one party dominates by 20% or more. This time around, there are 2,500, 60% of the country. We're actually balkanizing, mm-hmm. and you know and that makes it easy to demonize the other side. One of the things I discovered in this journey is we're really actually, you know, despite all the rhetoric and the anger, we're very moderate people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Most people cleave towards the middle. They see nuances on issues. Republicans believe in a lot of issues of gun control. Democrats, you know, often for certain restrictions on immigration. We actually have much more in common than we're led to believe.
Exactly. Ken, I found that when I get people out of the emotional and listen to them, you know, I think that we find out that we're heading in almost the same direction for the most part. I mean, it's tolerable. We're in the zip code. Not as much as some would want us to believe, like as if we're not. I think philosophically, as you point out and understand now, that I think we can have a reasonable conversation outside of the emotion. And when I'm able to accomplish that, you know, it's much more fulfilling, and you feel like you've learned something from the other person as opposed to just being a pugilistic event.
I'll tell you a story, Bill. Two of the most interesting people I met along my journey was a guy named Sam Adams, not the Patriot Brewer, but yeah. The first openly gay mayor of a U.S. city in Portland, Oregon, who forged a partnership with a guy named Kevin Pillau, who was an evangelical minister of some renown in the West Coast.
Right.
And they worked together on lots of projects very successfully, and it was, in fact, their most important partnership during that time. And what Sam said to me is, look, I'm not going to agree with Kevin on abortion and gay rights, but there are 8 other issues we're going to agree with. Why are we spending our time fighting about the 2 when we can talk about how to move forward on the 8?
Exactly. It's almost Reagan-esque, right? When Ronald Reagan said, look, I may not get 100%, but I'll take 80 right now and work on the other 20 or something, right?
Yeah, and the challenge is times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
When President Obama was in power, you know, the strategy of the Republicans was to be the disloyal opposition. And now that President Trump's there, the strategy of the Democrats is clearly to impede as much his legislative agenda or the McConnell's legislative agenda. And it's not a way to move the democracy forward. One of the things that sort of I observed during this time is, while the American people are quite moderate, the parties have gotten more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Take abortion, for example, in which, you know, we've tracked public opinion on 50 years. Nothing's really changed. The middle 50% of the country is neither pro-life nor pro-choice. Therefore, you know, reasonable restrictions on abortion. But in this time, in 2016, the Republicans and Democrats both bragged about having the most extreme, in one case pro-life, and the other case pro-choice agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, how can you brag about moving to the extreme when the public hasn't moved a bit?
Without a doubt. I mean, I just interviewed somebody from the Democratic Party that's very sad because she represents a third of the Democrats that are pro-choice, and the litmus test that Tom Perez laid out doesn't fit with their agenda. So they basically, they're Democrats looking for a party.
Yeah. Well, it's. I think one of the things that I started this journey off as a Democrat. I actually converted to Republican. If I was going to be Republican like me, I was going to go whole hog.
Right.
I did that. You know,
yeah, yeah. You even shot a hog in Texas. Speaking of which, you went so whole hog. You went whole hog plus.
That's right. I actually shot at a hog. I'm not really sure I shot it.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah. You didn't kill it, but you shot at it. Huh?
Yeah. You know, yeah. one of the points of discovery. You asked me what I learned about myself. I'm not a good shot. At the end of the day, I converted to. I went back to being an independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I don't feel a home in either party at the moment.
Right. Well, I know the feeling. You also stood in pit row. We mentioned that at a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Hung out a Tea Party meeting. Sat in on Steve Bannon's radio show. Wow, you went from one extreme to the other, huh?
Yeah. No, I spent a lot of time in churches,
mm-hmm.
Small small ones, big one, big mega churches. Spent 2 days at an evangelical youth conference with 15,000 evangelical youths. I met a lot of people I would never meet in the ordinary course, and it was an astonishing experience.
How was that like you for Ken Stern? You come in, you've got a world view, and it's hard to hold an open mind. And I imagine initially it was tough, but then, you know, you finally, you know, you go, okay, I got to deal with the issues and really consider what's being shared here, and it seemed to pass the test for you.
Yeah, I just start this journey off by saying I can't possibly be right about everything. I like myself. I think I might be a kind of a smart guy. There's no way I could possibly be so right. And to ask myself, what could I be wrong about? And, you know, going to the Evangelical Youth Conference was particularly eye-opening. I didn't really know any evangelicals, even though it's about 25% of the country. You know, what I do came from Footloose and from, you know, the reputation of Jerry Falwell, who'd been dead a decade. And, you know, I met people who very quickly burst my preconceived notions what they're out. They were out there talking about refugees, not how to keep them out, but how to help them. They were talking about Black Lives Matter and diversity on campus. They were talking about how to help the homeless and the poor. It was an amazing group of kids.
What was the biggest change for you?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I would say a couple things. The biggest change for me is how I perceived the other half. Much as I don't like to say it. So one of the things, let me step back. The Washington Post once did a poll of Democrats asking them what they, you know, one word to describe Republicans. It's the same Republicans. And they created what is a word cloud. And each of those, their word clouds of the other party were incredibly negative. You know, for Democrats about Republicans, bigoted, selfish, racist, those were kinds of words that popped out. And as much as I didn't like to think I thought that way, it's probably deep down how I thought. My preconceived notions of Republicans changed a lot. But also my preconceived notions of government and really the political process. I came away viewing the American public as, you know, sort of having the wisdom of crowds. But that the political parties and the media in general win when they divide, and they keep telling us that the other side is bad, and we believe it. And I lost a certain amount of faith in sort of our system. And you know, I think the question is, how do we change it for the better?
Exactly. Well, how do we?
You know, I don't have an easy answer. I'm answering that a lot right now. I wish my concluding chapter had some neatly packaged answers. I don't. I think it begins with us trying to remember that we're an American community. We're all tribal, but we can't be the tribe of Democrats versus the tribe of Republicans. We have to be the tribe of Americans.
That's why I like those three initials in the Constitution, WTP, We the People. I think therein lies the answer, Ken, and I'm encouraged by your book and your experience, One Man's Journey. Republican like me will challenge the assumptions, attitudes of liberals and liberal orthodoxy while giving Americans of all stripes a roadmap to coming together. And that's what it's all about, that we can truly come together and be an even greater United States of America. Ken Stern, congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.